That's good. Yeah.
So if they can't attend this portfolio committee meeting due to prior commitment, then I have a problem.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Well, I'm absenteeism. I don't know if you read out Honourable Mbama's name. She offered an apology as well as Honourable Walters. Thanks, both busy with the provincial issue.
Chair, I also just want to indicate an apology for Honourable Chamberlain that's called to indicate that he's been delayed in the past, but he also has.
Chair, I took to take up this matter with the leader of government business. I think this is our deputy president of the country. It's gotten to a serious stage. There is a need for government, to which government has already committed itself to service and the people of South Africa. In particular, I'm thinking about this concept of related finance. We couldn't proceed with it exactly because of the same reason. That's 2 weeks ago. We committed that we would look at it one more time and emphasize that we want to finalize it before Parliament rises in a day's time. And now when we meet again, DG is not here, exhibition is, and none of the members from the executive and deputies are here. It doesn't send a message that they take oversight by Parliament seriously. And that's why I'm coming up with this serious suggestion that the matter should be taken up with the leader of the government business. It's not going to help much for us to raise the matter in the National Assembly when he's there tomorrow. We want formal communication with the Deputy President so that he knows that the executive of this department is not playing ball. It's worse that you will know that the department is very thinly populated as a structure right at the top. We're hopping along with an action there, DG, and it's just not good for the people of South Africa. And that's why I'm making this serious suggestion. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. In light of this discussion, I have a burning issue that I think we need to discuss and it's pertinent to the department. And I wasn't sure where I should bring it in to the meeting. But seeing that we're talking about the department and the department's flaws, We've got a situation within the department now where there seems to be a major purge, where factions within the department are acting against one another, and the previous minister Mugile Nkwinti, there were 29 people dismissed for various issues, some of them for bekend flow, some of them for corruption, and some of them on the basis of an SIU investigative forensic outcome initiated by the president. I've now gotten news that already 7 of those 29 people are being reinstated into the department under a new head of corporate services. And the new head of corporate services is blatantly ignoring the forensic outcomes for the reasons why these people were dismissed. This is of serious concern, man, and I think this is partly what's going on here and why they're dismissing this portfolio with absolutely nobody representing the department. I am bringing it to the committee's attention so the committee knows about what's going on. People are being reinstated with back payments of up to 5.3 million rand. And this is something that we seriously need to look at as a portfolio committee. I'm bringing it to your attention because I will be taking it public soon. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. For me, I'm not tender for any apology.
chairperson, that's what that was, the chairperson, the head of this committee. We were always emphasizing this issue of prior engagement. And yet, we all know that on Wednesday, the committee, the further committee, some on Tuesday, but after the Wednesday. Though sometimes on Wednesday, someone gets sick, but the doctor came to put that level. But you know, this prior arrangement issue, I don't think it's allowed. I don't know when Honorable Pintani is saying that this must be taken to the leader of this business, government, capital. Why not suddenly meet the speaker? Because there's nothing to the speaker. You must not just go to the direct to the leader of government business without writing the speaker. I don't know the process, the knows. But it's disappointing because here today we're going to talk about the important issue of an organogram of the department. But the leadership is not there. I don't know what to say now. Thank you very much.
Well, maybe there's something missing because I've been away from portfolio meeting for some time. We're at the end of our term. I find it very awkward, the committee seem not to know how to prioritize the items. We're at the end of our term, with the fifth parliament, we view the matter of the organogram at the end of our term, as if we work on the basis of the law of anticipation. We anticipate you might come back to oversee whether our concerns in relation to the organogram will be filtered in. Why do we bring this matter now, at the end of our term? I guess it should have been something which we prioritize at the beginning of the fifth parliament. There may of course be some sticking issues with regards to the administration of the department. But I find it a little bit unwise to want to preoccupy ourselves with the chronogram of a department which we are almost at the end of our term in respect of the oversight role we're supposed to be playing. I thought maybe perhaps would be better off if we were to deal with some policy matters than to bring this matter forward to an item matter.
Although
we're not
yet there,
the reason I thought that she could be able to
in response to Honorable Makada's action, so to speak, I thought that we should approach the deputy president of the state on this. Is because of the, I know that he has, he's in a better and stronger position to direct ministers. That's my understanding. The speaker is a separate authority, so to speak. Well, just going through the speaker still to the ministers, whereas if we approach, because we are dealing here with the executive that is not coming to us. And the speaker is not part of the executive, she's part of the legislative arm of government. And that's why I thought that we should go straight to the deputy president. But I'm sure our chairperson knows what's going to expect, what is best. I'll want to leave it at that, but I just want to justify my suggestion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. The matter, anything that occupies space and has met. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair, for I came in on my 10 minutes delay was being conveyed. Thank you. I'm wearing many caps, was doing some consultation on delivering a report on behalf of the delegation that went to the IP this afternoon to consult with the House Chair's office who was leading that delegation, but unfortunately she's not going to be able to deliver the report. Chair, I anticipated some issues that are being discussed. I think I concur with issues raised by all honourable members who raised issues here. A very interesting issue raised by Honourable Robertson, and I think that there is a need to really deal with those issues exactly and then are raised. And same applies to issues raised by the rest of the colleagues, sorry if I don't cite them. Chair, on the organogram though, I wanted to persuade, also like you did, Honourable Matthias, to say, I remember myself throughout the term saying to the department I would defend a forte thesis on acting appointments. And whenever I raised the issue about acting appointments, I was talking exactly to organogram. It features there, it's an HR issue. And organizational development issue, OD issue, some probably have been. So we raised it throughout the term. Honorable Matthias may have joined after Honorable Mutama. Honorable Mutama would remember my poor self raising the issue about the organizational structure. It has to be raised at every instance, Chair. I think I agree with you. Also, at the end, you then still raise it so that it can be carried over by colleagues to for. So that would be that on the organizational structure, Chair. I really remember myself having raised a voice. Well, good, the NGOs here, they can go to record and check. I swear by my own name, I have raised the issue of Oganuka 10 times. But also, Chair, at the procedural level, just to really be on the same page with my colleague, whenever we've been considering annual reports, quarterly reports, APPs, program one there deals with this. So it was always at our disposal to could have dealt with the item. Yeah. I've really been very, at times, very hard on the department, even asking them, anyone with public admin qualifications here, I remember at some stage I was in the South Bay to raise it then and said they are too. So we've really been very close to the item on HR and organizational design things. I wanted to persuade my colleague that it's not anticipation of that, Chair. Again, Honorable Sultan's point is perhaps of my last take of that. I think he is spot on to say we cannot allow the situation to continue unabated. is suffered on procedural grounds. You can't have a 30-something committees all approaching the deputy president, the leader of the government. You then close that office altogether. The little bit of a procedure, I don't think written in any rule book. Chairs are coordinated via the house chair, and from there they are then they then go up institutionally to the speakership like Honorable Makata was suggesting. Perhaps that's one of the best procedures to follow the matter up. Over and above that, Chair, we could at the meeting expect you and support you to write to the minister and to make the indication. I have made the indication before that it is the minister who is accountable to the committee. The constitution is fashioned such that it is the executive that accounts to the legislature. The department and all the good faces across come here to give support to the executive because they operate under the political principalship of the executive. Now the DG becomes an accounting officer. An acting DG is an accounting officer for all intents and purposes, right? So although we're not comfortable with people acting, the best is people who are permanent in positions because their powers are always compromised or reserved or something not aligned, there is no certainty. So having said all that, Chair, I would recommend, Chair, that you take it up as a committee resolution to perhaps write to the minister, clarify our state and clarify our little bit of discontent, maybe leave out the little bit of our discontent, and request that going forward we have their presence. I don't want to cloud the issue and talk about the responsibility of a whip of a majority party in any committee who has also a role to play in that regard. But at a formal level, let's transmit it with the chair, I think, as part of the resolution, chair to the party. Thank you very much, Chair. I share the content by all colleagues, absolutely.
Thank you very much,
Honorable
Members,
for
the letter. As there is a commission resolution. But before we proceed, can you check if this risk and compliance meeting is it an internal meeting or an external meeting? And secondly, I'm not sure who's from the minister's office here, because there's no apology for the minister's office. Not sure whether it is in the apology submitted to Kula from the minister. There's no apology, there's an apology. Then the other one is that can I be clarified? An apology from the ex-DG is saying that the team will be led by the acting chief operating officer. On the other side, we're told that the team is led by the sales team. Who is the leader of the team exactly? Because the apology from the acting DG, in the absence of the acting DG, a team led by the acting chief operating officer, means no more on the renewable, will attend. Sales team?
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, all the members. I was informed by the DG this morning to come and present us. Maybe because I was here in Cape Town yesterday, but I would not have a problem in referring to the Senior to represent, so that it's the formal process which is written down the board.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm just clarifying this issue for the DG so that when members see the DG outside here after this meeting, they don't say they've been lied to. We came here yesterday attending the IMC on land reform. We were then instructed to go and present to cabinet today. So the SNPG is actually in cabinet right now. Because of the instruction to go and present to cabinet. Though she had officially said she's going to be attending the Risk and Compliance Committee meeting. And to answer the chair, the Risk and Compliance Committee meeting is indeed an internal meeting of the department. But I think the DG will have to deal with that going forward. With respect to the minister, I'm not apologizing, but we received an apology in the IMC yesterday that the minister is not well. It may well be that it is the case, she's not here, but I don't care manage to apologize for the minister.
page 3, again correct, or I think the page 3 is correct, PHA. Any matter on page 3? On page 4? On page 5? Can I get a number for the adoption of the amendment with correction? Another one, Bertha?
I know for the adoption of minutes with corrections.
Honorable Mother, there's more for the adoption of the minutes with the correction. Thank you, honorable member. Can I get the second?
We didn't get the second, then we didn't get the second.
Okay.
And I think Congress Macarillo's end was against the second year of the one.
The first. Thank you very much, honorable members. Can we move on with our agenda? The issue of the organogram. Maybe before the organogram, is this our editor from Ellen, please? Okay, and then we can also put that it's up with Ellen, so then we can proceed with the other item. Thank you very much, another member. As well, I appreciate that in each and every meeting, we'll identify one matter that needs the committee consideration from each constituency. So the matter is brought to the committee by Honorable Mandela, each of the LMC. But also when looking at the public hearings that were held by honorable members on the CPA amendment, the matter has been raised in that meeting. Therefore, we've requested the commission or the department to make the presentation on the issue of the LMSOC CPA. Over to you. Let's go on
then. Chairperson and honorable members, good morning. We have submitted the narrative report on the Alliance Group UCA. Ms. Juanita Fortein, who is the PFC head, the chief director of Western Cape, will do the presentation for us.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Thank you for the presentation that you can make on the progress that we've made on this call. We will look at the progress that we've made since we've been to the portfolio committee for just over a year ago. We will talk to the current status as well as the areas that we need to pay attention to and the things that we will drive for and the work that we do really like to do. Just to say, Chairperson, that in the last report we've indicated in the work that we will take forward that we will approach the Department of Agriculture to make funding available with regard to support for food security and the construction of a live farming facility. That has been concluded, and we've provided the support. We've approached the Department and the Department provided that support to agriculture. We've also indicated to the committee that we will approach ESCOM with regard to ESCOM around the availability of electricity, the community now that exists. We've also indicated that we will pay attention to the township and settlement development proposal to the municipality. That has been done. The municipality now need to approve that piece of work. Under the current status, we just want to indicate that the CPA is still under administration. In May last year, we appointed a mediator to help sorting out the conflict that was the main source of placing illness work under administration to help us sort out the conflict in the community. Just to indicate that there's sort of three groupings that is existing. One is the community that resides in Eland Court. There's a part of the community that resides in Sierra. And there's a part of the community that resides in Cape Town. And the mediator has been working with the three different groupings. So the mediation and facilitation and process is ongoing, and we must report that the cooperation has improved both at the community level, but also between the department and the inner sports community. The area chooses that we still need to focus on is to get the administration order lifted. We continue to work around the unity within the community. As I said, that was the main motivation for the administration order. We now need to sort out the consensus on the constitution by all in the community. We need to ensure that pay attention to the housing and services that need to be delivered to the community of UNESCO, and we need to continue to pay attention to the agriculture development that needs to unfold in the land that has been set aside for agricultural activity. The things that we intend doing, that we are working on currently, we will be approaching the High Court to rescind the administration order. We have already approached the Land Act Management Facility to appoint an attorney that can help us with that activity. As I say, to have the to help us with an application to have the court order uplifted. We are providing assistance because what we have done, the decision that was taken, the executive that was in place at the time of placing the CPA under administration, there was a consensus decision taken that that interim committee, the department will work with as an interface while we set up and have meetings from time to time on the larger CPA. I must just report that it is a public meeting plan for this coming Saturday in Eland Court that includes all the committee. The other areas that we are that we must attend to that we will be attend with the CPA is around the constitution. Now we want to ensure that the issues that is existing in Eland Proof is contained within the CPA constitution, and as well as the needs that has been identified by the Eland Proof. The current support that we are, that we are providing, and we have also approached the Land Rights Management Facility to help us with the appointment of an attorney to clarify the members' rights. Now, this work was done previously, so we just want to confirm and have consensus by all around this matter, and then we need to address further the housing and services so that the municipality can expedite the work that is required in the community. We will then on this continue to engage with the municipality to address the land issue, and so that the municipality provides basic services to the community, also to help and see if we can access grants to this respect. We also have got on board the Department of Human Settlements to assist the community to access the housing grants, if that is applicable, and so they are standby. And we are continuing as a partner to engage the Department of Agriculture to provide production inputs for the community for the agriculture activities, but also to provide training in accordance with the needs analysis that was done with the community too, so that the sustainable farmers, the farmers that they become sustainable, but that the farms are supported in line with the areas that they need support. We will also ensure that as part of the consensus and the development plan that we will be putting in place, that the and also in support of the executive, that there is for future references that future housing developments are controlled, so that it does not expand without the boundaries of the landscape, so that we have a sustainable housing development for this area. And to ensure around the agricultural activities that the carrying capacity that is available, that that we adhere to those, the environmental prescripts, so that the agricultural potential, so that that is not compromised. And one of the things that we must engage the CPA on is that there's no any form of unlawful erection of structures within the area, so that there's rather focused on formal housing development. An area that we have agreed to is that there need to be put in place adequate facilities to protect the facilities that are currently there against the elements, especially in the colder regions. So just in conclusion, Chairperson, and summing up the work that we will drive, is that for the next, from now until the end of the financial year, we will be focusing on getting the fourth order rescinded around the administration piece, that the inapprovable sexual responsibility for the own affairs and the development, that we get an democratically elected CPA executive in place. We will put in place some monitoring mechanisms to help monitor the work of the CPA executives, because one of the things that we found in other CPAs where we provide support is that communication and giving feedback to the communities are the elements that bring some of the confusions and the conflicts. So we will help the committee to put in place a plan where they structure their meetings and give feedback to the community at large. I think that is the account since we've been to the portfolio committee the last time. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you for the presentation. Are there any additions from the departmental side?
Chairperson, I've brought along the director responsible for West Coast, Andre Boyton. Andre Boyton is the director, he's driving this work on behalf of the department. So I don't know if Andre has any additions.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable members. At this stage, we are still scanning the environment for the Gulf Phillips Flow, and to work with the community, take them on board, take them forward. We cannot do anything without their participation, and it's crucial and critical for us for them to help them on board all the different groups, and that's what we're going to strive and endeavour to to resolve the Ilan's Kloof to the benefit of all the beneficiaries of Ilan's Kloof. And there will be a focus, there will be continuous focus and monitoring of the work in Ilan's Kloof, but also continuous working with those groups so that they become one group and not groups, but that they see themselves as Ilan's Kloof and not as different groups. And that is the aim for myself and the district in West Coast. Thank you very much.
You are Poison, Mr. Poison. You know what? You must not take the committee for granted. You are taking us for granted. I've got your report here for the 8th of November, 2017. You have just made some additions of other things that you are intending to do, but the things that you said you will do have not yet been done. Now you are shifting the date. What is it that you want to tell us? Are you serious? Or are we playing games here? Let me check with you. They are saying you are responsible for the Ellen Stroke CPA. In that November presentation, the 8th of November 2017, you talk of the mediation. Let me start from here. The land tenure administration branch in the Western Cape District Office will visit the CPA and investigate this matter to establish the detail on the statement. The date that was set was the 24th of November 2017. Number three, conflicts among members resulting in the High Court case made it impossible to continue with the work of the CPA. The department through the mediator that was appointed in July 2017 intends approaching the Western Cape High Court to set aside the administration order and hand back the administration or management of the CPA to the community before the end of February 2018. The document. You have said again, second mediator appointed in July, but here in the presentation, today's presentation, you are talking about the mediator that was appointed in March. Mm-hmm. How far is the High Court from you? How many kilometers? Are you walking, driving, or doing what? Because you have said on the 8th of November, you are going to approach the High Court. Today is the 5th of December. You are still walking, approaching the High Court. When are you going to reach the High Court? Secondly, you know, we are just wasting our time for nothing. You come here, make presentation, you go back, you sit, you come back, you shift the date. Now you are talking of the mediator appointed in May 2017. On the other document, you said the mediator was appointed in July 2017. Let me just cite one example for you again. Somewhere you have mentioned about the process of lifting the administration order and election of the CPA committee be concluded by March 2019. In this document, there was no March 2019 in this one. Now you are shifting the date because you know that new members will come in and you will not be able to achieve this, so you will start afresh, giving them the same presentation. Are you serious about the Ellen's Kloof matter, or are you playing? Wait, note down. Note what members will be saying. Are you just yes or no? Are you serious, or are you playing games with the Ellen's Kloof CPA? Honourable Madam.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chair. You indeed have taken the words out of my mouth. Chair, it actually pains one to note that this was one of the first restitution judges, in actually the first one, in the Western Cape in 1996. The land court made very, very clear upon the relationship. And not a single one of them has been implemented. We have been together with the Deputy Minister, Mrs. Kwatsa, I think it was a month and 2 weeks ago, in the lunch group, attending a very high emotional meeting. Chair, one still felt like you want to sink into the ground when you see old people talking about the things that they haven't achieved. You know, they will not enjoy the fruits of this restitution check. You pass graveyards, Chair, and you ask yourself, must all the old people die out before this matter comes to fruition? It really, really pains one, Chair. It gives one the impression, Chair, notwithstanding what has been said, that the department should change. Not at all, Chair. We failed, the department failed our people in Elon's group, Chair. And if it's only them, then one could understand. But it is something that happens across the country, Chair. There is no house of vote in Elon's group, Chair. People are living in shacks, Chair. I have seen it, I witnessed it with my own eyes, Chair. And yet, money, from what I understand, was set aside for development, Chair. This mediator that has been appointed now is the second one. I have not come across any CPA that has been under administration for so long, Chair. Since 2005, it is now 2018, 13 years, Chair. Really, DDG, you are a new broom, you need to sweep clean here. We can't come back next year and then hear the very, very same story. There was allegations about land that are being rented out. We have not received a report. We promised there will be investigation. It hasn't been done, Chair. I've met, in actual fact, the mediator attended that meeting that we had, Chair. And subsequent to that, the people that are sitting there have raised serious concern with the approach of the mediator. You know, a mediator is somebody appointed to do work and is being paid for it. It's not in his interest to conclude his work quickly, because that is his income. If the mediator is not monitored, if he's not pressurized by the department, I'm not quite sure whether it's yourself, Mr. Boyson, I know the last time you said to us, you are a new entity there, you are so new. And clearly, Mr. Mwande, you are in charge in this province. This matter must be prioritized. We cannot continue like this. We can't receive this report next year again with new dates. It is completely unacceptable, Chair. Chair, I want to ask a few very specific things. I want them to indicate the allegation about the land that are being rented out. Chair, I also am happy they say they approached the land rights management facility to deal with the issue of getting the court application to get the CPA from the administration. My view would be, Chair, that the land rights management facility must also be involved in the regularization of the CPA, Chair. And the land rights management committee must actually come on board now and begin to take over from this mediator. I think, by and large, the community are losing trust in the mediator because of the previous experience and of that that all these projects are being made. I think it's of paramount importance, Chair, that the department must show, they must demonstrate their seriousness now, Chair. Does not indicate any seriousness, Chair. That is just words on the paper, Ms. Portain. It doesn't mean anything. It can only mean something if it begins to be implemented. If you go to the community and you say, this is what we are going to do on that day, and you start doing that on that particular day, then the community can see, no, things are happening. Merely putting beautiful words on paper will not demonstrate any action taken, Chair. I think it's important, Chair, that we need a DG, Vera Villa, have promised me to a report on this CPHA. And that report must detail all the things that have happened, the meetings that have happened, what has been the outcome of those meetings, with whom were those meetings held, Chair. I think those things will give us a sense of whether anything is really happening, because we are afraid that there are meetings with only specific people. You know, officials always have to work with those people that are amenable, people that they are able to control. The ones who ask too many questions, you marginalize, put them aside. And that is not correct, you know. That, indeed, you foster and you deepen this unity and this trust when you do those kind of things. So I think it's important that one must begin to get those reports and really reflect what has happened Chair. I can assure the committee that both myself and Deputy Minister Swatsa will keep a close eye on Elam School, Chair. And in essence, this people that I get will not let me rest. They would be on my case on a regular basis, because I'm just a stone throw away from them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you very much. I think let's welcome this presentation, whether it has flaws or not. My first comment is, if there's someone who is in charge of this evidence, the PA is caught, and we agree with that. But what I want to check is, why this administration order, why does it take so long? What was the interest of this administration order to take so long? And it's not lifted up. 13 years, as Honorable Mark Delac mentioned. And yet there's someone who is being paid for to look after this city. You are letting us down, and also the communities as well. If you can bear in mind that you are letting us down at this committee. Why was this mediator not there before this administration order? He has come just to take money, as well as this administration. This work that the mediator is doing,
was supposed to be done long ago. I can see that there is an interim CPA according to your presentation. Why is the CPA not democratically elected up to now? Can you tell us, can you bring back why? What happened with this last year, CPA? You are just looking at it and you are getting something, as it is alleged. So there's something that is fishy, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Committee. You know, my heart bleeds for situations like this, where people lay claims at the age of, let's say, 50, pre-1998, only to be 70, and the department still hasn't sorted this out. It's a lifetime waiting. With that being said, I've become involved in a couple of issues that the department has been involved in, namely Maramara. And one thing is for sure, that I'm particularly glad that this committee has developed the teeth and the instinct to go out and to solve these issues. Specifically in about the last year, we've really come together and we've really, really, you know, we've shown progress. And if I was there, I'd watch out. This is absolute nonsense that the department is in such a disarray, and I mentioned it earlier, aspects of it earlier, where claimants have to wait for 20 years or more, and once they've received their land, there's either issues with finalization that they can't be given alternative state land, or the CPAs are dysfunctional. And we mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the CPA Amendment Act is going to change any of this simply because we're introducing a registrar. And fair warning, because what's happening here is exactly what a registrar is going to be. I think what we need to do is show the teeth that we have, and I think we need to take this further and quicker. So the beneficiaries that are sitting in this room clearly that are emotional, I can see that we're actually working. But I really, to the department, the department's in a mess. I don't know what else to say. I've been saying it for 3 years and I'll continue saying it until something gets sorted out. Yes, living proof, sitting right here are beneficiaries that are supposed to be benefiting from land reform and restitution and are not. Shame on you. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Once again, it's like we are in church. I don't often go to church. I don't go to church, but we're seeing the same thing, all of us. So, my own worry is from the report itself, and thanks to the Chair, because she went back a little bit. I have not been able to go back and revise our previous encounter with the subject matter. Sister Nobano, CLCC, whoever is heading, or both of you as colleagues cooperating, we mind the quality of the report. Yes, there is a report here, and then converted into PowerPoint. But both of them, they really of poor quality in terms of use. I never go page by page, but let me just prove it by going page by page. Let's start with the table of contents. Because the structure, you know, your academics, your professionals, you relate better to the point, you could even develop it then. The structure should always talk to what you are reporting on, as though there's a template, although there's a system, Mr. Boyce. You are at the low end of this,
Well, there where you are at the very high office, but here you definitely at the low end. The structure, when your chief director of security says, please help me prepare a report, you then say, chief director, is there any template, any recommended structure, mechanism, which I can then fit the reporting into if it was done by you, if it's a chief director or whoever else. But the two persons cited, their ultimate responsibility for the quality of work, Ms. Tunoko and Ms. Tloko Koboto. I can be going to start, Sunny. Yeah, let me just conclude the point about the structure. It's ideal in such situations to have a problem statement somewhere. Without the problem statement, you are then getting into an ugly waffle. There must be a problem statement. There must then be a background. Whichever committee, whoever reports anywhere, be it on the telecom crisis or whatever, can tell you. If you give us the ESCOM crisis rather, load shedding, if you give us a problem statement, you give us a bit of background information. Recapping that 8th of November, 8th November, recapping that into the background information, you know. So your structure doesn't even talk to that. Yes, current status is correct, in my view, but you could then, when we go to the current status, we need facts and figures. There are no facts and figures, both in the original and in the PowerPoint. There are no facts and figures. So you don't know why must the matter be in the High Court, how much amounts are involved, was this project and restitution one worth 14 million, and then of that, there are no facts, there are no figures. It's just really, there's no better way. The softer one is the waffle. It's just a waffle. Come here and don't do that. And a Muslim, that do need a chief director. Don't do that. There are no facts and figures. Poor chair had to go back and try and scramble for facts and figures in previous reports, and definitely from these ones there's nothing to report. It's back to the chair's words. Don't take us for granted. Don't come all the way and come and present nothing here. Your academics, your professionals, a second year student will do this, or last semester first year student will do this, not yourself. Just carry your feelings and names with pride. Yeah? Don't do this. Some Yeah, way forward is absolutely good. I'm sure of the structure. But where, I don't know, sometimes it would be smarter to say recommendations and way forward. Even if it's your own, so the committee can buy into that and strengthen your recommendations, and also for us to recommend to the House, remember, and then conclusion. But facilitate conflict resolution on page 3, I ask myself who, when, and what would be the desired end of that. What is conflict resolution, the generic term, what do we seek to do? To unite the three groups, to unite the two factions, to what, when do we see this, what is the end stage, the regime or dispensation? It's nowhere. Now you talk about the mediation on that page 3, that's on the 8th of December. That's progress report. 8th of December is a weekend. Okay. Now, under progress report, that kind of progress. Progress is ground cover, a tractor plowing. Then progress is how many roads it has done. So that can't be progress, ladies and gentlemen. You must not do these things. You still don't just throw me in. There will be intense on our side, on your side. They will take a very bad example and you're taking the country into dungeons if the senior departmental personnel do these kinds of carefree reports. They really carefree. I went to page 5. I saw when the CPA and our administration, it might have been information you gave us before, we deal with thousands of your CPAs, by the way. But Oral Madela is here, the CPA itself is here, much better. CPA under administration. But also there's a judicial thing that you want to put aside. Right? Now, there's also, like Mama Kata asked, there's also an interim CPA.
Eba.
Which one is which? You remember what Mati has said, the Ebana, from your other chief? So, which is which here? CPA under administration. There's a judicial determination. There is an interim CPA. Now, who is authority there in those three? If because you're right now looking at us as very, very unwise. But you put a sentence to bridge the person reading with relevant and adequate information. So that we don't ask, if you like, a stupid question. You know? Now we are compelled to ask those questions you regard as... and in the process you measure our IQs, you will not succeed. Under that page 5 chair, the current setup is explained, however worrisome it is. Mr. Boysen's come in and I put his point under for page 5. We are currently scanning the environment. The current status, not written here, is currently scanning. So if you are scanning, you are still determining, you are still familiarizing. Is it because you are a new appointee? And if so, maybe it wouldn't have been very wise to indicate a scanning, because it then shows under the past everything that has been said. If you scan it, you're not starting. If you scan it, you're familiarizing, you're getting to know the setup, you know, scanning is something else, it can't be under the... So you threw everything that was kind of manufactured above, under the past, and I would rather go with your scanning, because definitely you're definitely scanning. Everything else reported seems to be... Now, page 6, I'm almost done, Chair. Page 6, cooperation is better, bullet point is better among the last group community. That is now simple English. It's not accountability language. What is the better cooperation? What is the better cooperation? How better is better? You could have even, Chief Director, I'm telling you, Africa Africa. So that Onskan better first done, because you have then spoken a clearer thing than this better cooperation. We don't know what is this better cooperation. What is the better cooperation? Very, very vague, general and relative term. I think that the summary on page 7 is carried in the detailed notes. But those bullet points, really, if you give this and say to somebody, here's my report, oh, Chabani, you are not here, and now this is what we got, I give you this page. If you have admin order, community order, CPA constitution order, what are these challenges? At least, you know, Bati, you state the facts, you explain the facts. You analyze the effects, you draw deductions. That's the scientific method. Right? Now, nothing here, just 5 bullet points on challenges. Perhaps on this other, it's a little bit covered on the other, but the PowerPoint itself must be able to make sense. It's high-level summary. It doesn't show words, English words. Into the space, right? So, Chair, I would leave it at that. Safe to say, on a number of occasions, you're talking about Elan's Kloof community. But I think Mr. Boysen did mention Elan's Kloof beneficiary. In the history of this committee, and under the, was it CPA amendment, we did debate these two concepts. It's not the same. Elan's Kloof community, Elan's Kloof beneficiary. And we prefer beneficiary. Mm. The people who have got, if you like, I borrow the term, we borrow the term, the people with the legal title, But the people who have got legitimate ownership are the beneficiaries. And so the reporter, the talk of community. And it might just complicate your problem. If you sit in a room, there's a meeting in Elders Group, and that meeting is with the beneficiaries, verified or otherwise, it's a much better meeting than if you sit in a meeting with community. Now, there's an English Latin word, persona non grata, would be in that meeting. People have nothing to do as long as they just bought a stand in Elders Group, then those people will be in that meeting. But beneficiaries are these targeted people of CPAs. We had a strong, strong discussion with the department on this thing. So, whatever it has occurred again, we would recommend that the focus is primarily on beneficiaries. Subject to verification, absolutely. But beneficiaries. And then community gets spin-offs. Simply because you are located near a Caltech garage, community can get the benefit. But you are dealing with the current, with the Caltech garage, maybe entrepreneur, making an example. The primary focus is on that person, with the responsibilities to run, to pay salary. The community can have benefits. That's the point. So we clear that. Don't play around community and beneficiaries. It's not the same thing, Chief Director. I think you are familiar with that discussion. I don't know how to make the point. And your two principals, so you've got two principals today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Why are you responding to the question raised by Honourable Members? What was the time frame for this mediation process? Because since it's ongoing, until Jesus comes back, the mediation has taken place. And also, can you just indicate how far are you with the verification process? Pre-verification process. How far are you? And when are you intending to finalize this process? Under the challenges you are saying, it's CPA constitution. What do you mean? What's wrong with the CPA constitution? Can you respond to the question that was raised by Member Smith? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Honourable Chair, thank you very much. Yes, to start with, for the very first point, the question was raised whether we are serious, whether I am serious. I can state with all positiveness, yes, I am serious. Then the time frame you refer to, a time frame, Honourable Chair, to conclude this whole matter, everything, verification, the court administration, everything, to conclude that matter in this financial year, to have it done and dusted in this financial year, that is the time frame that we're looking at.
March 8th. So if you're saying in this financial year, you know very well which by April you're not going to be here. So if you're saying in this financial year, what do you mean?
Honourable Chair, by March 2019, it needs to be concluded. It is within this financial year to conclude everything. Some of the things will happen probably before that financial, but nothing later than 2019. With regards to the things that we're asking, the challenges, the court in the state, and the verification. The reason for the verification, Honourable Chair, is that we don't want any beneficiary not to benefit because then they are not part of that verification list. We want to ensure that whoever is beneficiary is for the 2010 list that was drawn up and accepted. We want to make sure that is the very same list, that no one is excluded, and the verification. I want to come back to the Constitution, Honourable Chair. It is clause 6.1 in the Constitution, the CPA Constitution, that seems to be a problem that was raised in previous meetings with the with us. So we're looking at clause 6.1 of the CPA constitution. Chair, the question was better cooperation. Better cooperation refers to there were meetings held, and because of the conflict, people will not attend meetings. We are at the stage where there's an interest, and where the different stakeholders are attending those meetings, and they want to attend those meetings. We have their cooperation, and that is what we refer to better cooperation. It's in relation to there was no attendance at meetings held previously, so I'm referring to that. There was another question, scanning. Because our housing is so complex and the land is so complex, we need to get on board, and we are engaging with the Department of Human Settlement for grants. The land is there, but there's no money, and we need those people to, there's 110 beneficiaries that we want identified or already identified, and those people, in terms of housing, it's the Department of Human Settlement, because the people are living in corrugated structures currently. So we want to move to that. We want to exit from the Cedarburg municipality, them to provide us clear guidance in terms of the services that they need to provide, to sit with them to get the grants. There is infrastructure grants that if they don't have the money, but money can be made available, honorable chair. So those are the different, then we have the Department of Agriculture to assist with the farming activities in Eland Kloof, honorable chair. There was a question with regards to the committee, the CPA committee. Which CPA committee? In 2010 there was a before, with the administration, there was a CPA executive. That is the CPA that was placed under administration, but we needed people to work with, and at our meetings it was the result that we as a department will work with that group, the interim, we see themselves as the interim committee, because they are under administration, they can't take any decision because of the administration order. So we were working with them, and we refer to them as the interim committee, because we need to elect a CPA as soon as the court order is lifted. Then that will be, a CPA will then be elected at a meeting. The mediation, honorable chair, it was referred to the mediation. In 25, a mediator was already appointed. MTP was appointed in 2005 until 2009. They withdrew from the community, and a second mediator was then appointed in 20. The order was in May 2010, but started the work in June. Hence the different.
In June which year?
2010. Honorable Chair, in 2010 was the second mediator appointed by the department due to the previous mediator withdrawing from the process. This segregates the confusion with the clarity for the 2 days, the month, June and May. From outside the process, we gave the order in May. He was appointed in June, the mediator. There was a request with regard to meeting reports. We can make that meeting reports, meetings that were conducted in Eland Kloof. Those we have access to that, we will provide that to the committee with regards to what was discussed at those meetings. We have those reports, honorable chair. Progress. There was a question with regards to progress. In why are we saying progress in December 8th? Honorable chair, I see that as progress, because before we couldn't get any of the beneficiaries really together. I think this is probably that they intend interest from them to sit together now and to discuss and to have a way forward together with them, and that is how I see the progress, because there was nothing before. Honourable Chair, there was also the question, the problem statement in the report. I apologise that there's no problem statement. I was not aware, I was under the impression, perhaps foolishly, that the portfolio committee is the same members that had access to the last year's portfolio report, foolishly on my side. That will not happen. There was a question with dates, figures and facts, Honourable Chair. We have those dates and figures that can be made available. I conclude with that, Honourable Chair. Apologies if I left out any questions that was not adequately covered in my response, Honourable Chair. Thank you.
Why there are this administration of the process taking so long? I think the other information is of the information that you have.
I think I'm here due to the fact that there was a self-mediator for interest in 2005 when the CPA was special administration. From what we gathered is that the mediator couldn't make progress because they couldn't find consensus in the community around the work that was required to get through that contract. Hence the appointment of a second mediator. To help and support the process to get the community on board and to get the conflicts resolved. I think what has come to our attention recently as well is that the conservatory beneficiaries are also not pleased with the work that is currently done by the mediator that was appointed in May last year that assumed these duties. And they actually made a mistake for the date. Yes, it's actually July that is the committee for this work. And that is why we reflected in our November report last year that the chairperson had in the report that we had given. What we will do...
Why do I respond to that question? The first one was appointed from 2005 to 2009. Then why taking so long, 2009 to 2017? The second mandate from 2009, how many years? 2009 to 2017. Why taking so long to appoint the second mandate if the first one is a problem?
Mm-hmm. I indicated to you that the problem was the problem that we couldn't be within the community because we as a department ourselves are at the bottom of the matter. So the colleagues are working with the district. And with a land rights management facility then coming on board, we then approached the facility to help us with the second mediator. So we've made our own attempt in understanding from the team working in Antwerp that they try themselves to see if they can resolve some of the conflicts within the beneficiary community. That is what I can submit to the CUP committee. We will come back to the committee on the and give a report on the land that was raised by the Honourable Mona Mandela. So we will give feedback and the committee can guide us with a return date for that report. And we will also adjust the report that we presented to the committee because the last thing, the impression that we want to create to the committee is that we take the committee for granted. That is definitely not the case. So we want to ask that we go back, that we update the report to your satisfaction with the details so that you can see exactly the work that we have done since we reported to the committee the last time.
Mm-hmm. explain for the mediation process.
Chairperson, our intention is to take full responsibility back on the work to ministry. So we are working earnestly that we, that is why we indicated that we approach the land bank management facility with the appointment of an attorney so that we can get the administration exercise. So we want that covered. Before we close business for the financial year, like Andrea said, before the end of March. Part of the report that I promised that we do is that we do a detailed implementation plan from now towards approaching the court so that the committee has the benefit to the actions that we will be taking. So that we will include as part of what we will give to the committee in keeping us accountable.
Getting that piece of work also. Thank you. I think Jay, there was also a brief someone with DM that he has also constant experience in the Central Kidal School. Jay, my worry is that the school thing did not answer the question. The question was, what is the time frame for Mr. Tiff Olivier? There's a contractual relationship between him and the department to provide mediation and conciliation services. And either the contract is open-ended or there is an end date to say you're appointed in July 2017 until July 2019. You know, any possibility of renewing it. But if there's no such thing, then what incentive does he have to conclude this task that he's been given? Because he's not doing it for free. He's been paid, whether he deliver or not. You know, that is the one thing. Jay, I'm also just worried around the issue of the interim committee. We have learned our Balamala experience was that the interim committee has never been an interim committee. Those two people that was asked to assist with the verification process, and they appointed them, they called themselves an interim committee. And I was asking for a report detailing meeting that had taken place, so that one knows exactly when was this interim committee, when was this interim committee established, so that we know that the interim committee also knew that they must account, they are accountable to the beneficiaries. And the members of the CPA, but you can't talk about an interim CPA. You can talk about the interim committee that is heading the CPA. So, I think those things is mostly clarified. I'm happy that Mr. Stein corrected Mr. Boysen, because Mr. Boysen was talking about the mediation and the 8-appointed MTP. 2005-09, and then he also talked about the mediator appointed in June 2010, and he didn't mention the May 2017 one. So you mentioned correcting that was July 2017, but he didn't mention the 2010 one. So I know he wasn't the partner. So this is probably a because the question would be, what was the outcome then of this? The second one is I understood that the second one indeed is the relative the larger chair, Mr. Bush referred to the 2010 verification. The reports indicate that 200 beneficiaries were verified in 2010. That process was not concluded. The initial beneficiaries was 200-300. So if I mean that 100 that passed away between 1996 and 2010, but we also cannot accept that the 2010 verification, incomplete verification process of 200 should be the only verified
The report have but if they are they not talking to have a they are not supposed to. Because they're supposed to report what is being done and what is supposed to be done. But to me, that's a reporting thing that we don't understand. What is happening? Because the beneficiaries are there. But they are getting nothing from the department. The department is concentrating on mediators and this administration order. What is happening to the beneficiaries? All these years.
Well, Madam Chair, I don't know why we have to accept the report from the department. So disappointing. There's no justification whatsoever for all of the excuses that we went in for. No justification whatsoever. For 20 years you have been in the country. One, there's no finality on the legitimacy of the CPA. The people get elected, removed, replaced. There's a court order. The dispute around which CPA and the committee that are involved are legitimate. That's an easy administrative matter we should be involved. It's complicated by what? By institutional incapacity. It's complicated by institutional ineffectiveness. It's complicated by corruption. Or else what I may describe here as culpable amnesia. People tend to do things and they tend, as they go along, they forget about the commitment made in the past. Mm-hmm. Culpable amnesia. And once you are in accused or you are found of being culpable of something, you have placed yourself in a scene of crime. And what must happen next? What must happen next? It means you must either be taken for trial and you must be prosecuted and you must have a jail term. Or you must be removed from your responsibilities. I think these gentlemen and ladies are taking us around there. I think we must formulate a legislation that deals with culpable amnesia. Look in the 30s, the ANC was led by a president who was called Cliff Kaiser. And those who were critical of his style of leadership, those who were critical of his failure to bring new institutional progress, to internalize new forms of progress and change in the organization. I choose him of suffering from something similar to culpable amnesia. They call it culpable initia. Initia is failure to take initiative for progress. So these, ladies and gentlemen, might very well be culpable of both amnesia and initia. We are now told that the status of certain individuals at general meeting is not known, there's no clarity around that. There are about, in terms of the arrangements about how many, 300, how many of people who were original beneficiaries. I think there is a problem here. When we deal with land and land ownership in a current form, and entitlement, that entitlement and land rights should not be diminishing. In fact, should be appreciated. For instance, the beneficiaries, the 300 and something of them, presumably they were in their early 50s, late 50s, late 70s, old people. Some of them were here, we hear that they long passed the eternal life. Do we say that they are passing? There is no one who inherits that which they are entitled to. It should be, it should not be diminishing. Because land ownership and entitlement are legacy issues. They are transferred from one generation to another. So the system must build into that. Must build and take into cognizance that land rights and entitlement are not diminishing, but they are accrual, handed from one generation to another. There must be a recognition of that. If the law is silent about that, the law ought to be amended. The law ought to be amended. We cannot now today, 24 years or whatever years later, out of the 301 original claimants and beneficiaries, because some have passed on. Now we are sitting with about less than 300 and something. It can't be. In fact, that must increase. We should be talking of the 301, if that is the correct figure that I've seen here. I'm struggling to identify, I've been reading the document. And we should be saying, in terms of the family tree, the lineage, the family tree and the lineage, from the most oldest to the most youngest, must be built into the system as current and future beneficiaries. That's the argument I want to put across. And the department must advise us how to perfect the system, how to ensure that the beneficiary arrangement does not diminish but accrue going forward, because we're dealing with legacy matter when we deal with land ownership and land entitlement. Thanks, sir.
What you see here is not just a possibility. in that period for the book and all the problems. That's why CK said that more or less the same problems. Which means that the tools that were using to keep these things are not the correct tools. Or even if they are the correct tools, we've got the worst mechanism. Who do not even know what the tools can be used for, the capacity of the tools that were given them. So I think we need intervention in the product, and that intervention is to know also things like performance contract that we can use. Project to project. So they are able to say, you know, who needs more help and who needs promotion. Now that's where the self-help will come in. I didn't want to say what the self-help would be useful. I think for now that is all from me. They were humble in acknowledging
We don't want to teach you every day. We taught you now. Any other report, that's why we refer to CFPC and FPC also. That's why earlier on I referred myself to yourself. For continuity state and fight it in the system. All the system and reflections you take. So that we don't keep teaching the department everything. We ask a report, you know, problem statement, current status, analytical issues, challenges, recommendations, and way forward. Simply, if you stick to that kind of structure, you can include your own innovations. You'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong with that kind of approach. Never, 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 never. So we think that Chief Director, I am motivating support for your proposal, but after you are given this chance, surprise, surprise, you will still see departmental reports that will still carry the same half-hearted water, like I call it. So that's why the chair then got a little bit concerned and said, you do not take us seriously. Because certain things and mistakes and errors should happen once, and after that correction, then it shouldn't happen. It's like if you get the punch on your way back, say you are staying 4 hours away. If you really get a second punch, you are in trouble. I slept on the road yet. Once I got a second punch, I slept on the road. Because you have one spare. So please, you've got one spare chance, department. Don't come and give us again and again and again. But say you are dead right and quite prophetic. Department, put an F now. Just take parliamentary committees for granted. Because in the process we share coffee, in the process we become friends, so in the process they will begin to lower the gas, and in the process departments begin to take it. It becomes a banana republic when there's no oversight, or when the oversight is so short. We don't want that. It's a tumor menacing. We want strict compliance, all systems go, efficiency and all. So I propose, Chair, that we give them a fair and chance, but as the department as a whole, not an unscripted. As the department as a whole, the heads are here, the beautiful DM is here. We don't want reports that are talking everywhere. Reports must be straight to the point, precise, and scientific. Scientific, I bet for the last time I repeat, you state the facts, you explain the facts, you analyze the facts, and you draw deduction. That's scientific. No one would ever, you get your top mark, you get your top work, or you become a professor extraordinary if you do that. Thank you.
I really want to apologize. I thought I sent a letter that I'm speaking as an SOB. Oh, okay. I don't want to get into the ELAS group thing, but into the details of what I was saying in my office. But one thing for sure, I immediately align myself with the feelings of the people that spoke here, especially from Honorable Matias. I really came to know about ELAS group because I just interacted with people I find here. They are here. Otherwise, I would not be knowing about ELAS group. Now, I immediately, because they came here, so I served in another capacity in this province for 20 years in the Honorable. I know everything. ELAS group is close to 4 hours from here. It's a small area, very small area. We're not speaking about a lot of beneficiaries here, you know. Honorable Makaza is right when she says, reports get denied, what is happening on the ground? I went there once, I think 2 weeks ago, and I could not believe that this thing has been continuing for more than 15 years. And it's a dereliction of duty by officials of the department. They don't care about those people. And I went there when it was, you know, that this area is the land area, very hot, you can't, you know. Those people have not been cared for. When I listen to them for an hour, say, or more, it is not difficult to solve their problems. It is certainly not difficult. You hear when they open a meeting in their prayer, they cry, literally cry, about how they are not getting help. And I don't think that it should be a long thing, though it's been happening for 15 years or more. But I indicated to the Madam that we must find a solution to something that is not difficult, not later than March next year. That's the time frame I gave myself. You know, don't know what it is. So that's really all I want to say about Enoch Group. You know, that thing is not happening now, and the community, for some reason, has also begun to fight amongst itself. And when people go to the municipality to adopt things for the community, others because of their own situation. But there is just no leadership from the side of the department. The guy that is a mediator is going to continue making money if the department, if we as a department are not doing anything about this issue. Without going into the details, that's all I want to say about this. It's not a complicated. It's a small rural area. I don't think it's a community of more than 1,000 people. Ask me the one day. Thank you.
You like, it means that they like to ask. They're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You face it, do it.
you come back, you say the same thing again. You will come back and say the same thing again. Nothing again, and the office in the book and the other elements of what do you think? What do you think about it? And those people have got confidence in the committee because the matter was raised during the public hearing. They have written many submissions, petitions complaining about this matter. It's a long, outstanding matter. That's what I agree with the DM. That there is a solution, but people are not willing. The lack of willingness and commitment to assist the CPA. If you fail to provide us with a progress report by the end of February 2019, I think you must go for a meeting. We'll expect the department to take action. The DM is here. We can't talk waste time and our energy sitting here, talk about one and the same matter. There are people who are receiving salaries each and every month. Why are we here? That's what we do. If people are crying, we're also crying about you, failing to meet, to do your work. No, we must take it serious. What is the expectation of the community that on all the issues that have been made? Not telling us that you are planning to do that. What is it that you have done? How far are you? With all what you have done. This CPA must come out of administration. You must elect their own verification. You must finalize the verification. What is the need? What is the part of the policy? You must not pay us out. And now, as a woman, you will be on your neck. You will decide whether you die or not. I'm not going to allow you. My father will talk. You will take a number of budget for them. Leading a conference report. You are not leading them. Running the same thing. Don't tell us how I remember our food. We will be talking. Importantly. We are doing that. There was no support at all on the number. If you will go back, then you need a total support. Not by March, by the end of February. But I think there is a new March versus the other two that are left. And the committee that will come in must know which issues are outstanding with regard to the elements of the and continue to the issue. I just want to speak up and then you want to. We are tired of talking about this name, and there's no solution. Chief Director, we ask you. Can I remember to talk to me about this name?